Alhamdulillahi wahda wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wala ummata ba'da ummatihi wala shari'ata ba'da shari'atihi wala kitaba ba'da kitabihi amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة من أمرهم ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل ضلالا مبينا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا للمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Respected علماء الكرام Brothers and elders Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has given us this wealth of iman, and He has given us the tools and the means and the personalities around us by means of which we have that opportunity to enhance and to develop on this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He puts the truth onto the tongue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants all of us the ability to accept the truth and to practice upon the truth. If man has to study the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is some lesson man can derive. If we have to look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe and this earth that we are living in, we find that this world, if a person wants to travel from place A to place B, from point A to point B, he wants to go from one place to another, then in the journey of his, at times he's going uphill, at times he's going downhill. Sometimes the road is straight, sometimes the road is curvy, it is very, there's a lot of bends on the road. Sometimes it may be tall road, sometimes it's gravel road. So this is exactly our spiritual journey towards Akhirat, towards Jannat, and our journey in this life. That sometimes a person will be going uphill in life. There will be difficulties encountered and faced. So often we hear people saying that, you know what, my son is giving me uphill, Maulana, make dua for me. So you're going uphill in life. Sometimes you're going downhill and things are just so smooth. Everything is just smooth sailing. And you appreciate every bit of life. And sometimes life is just so straight and everything is going according to plan. And we make shukr to Allah. And sometimes things are just curved and bent all the time. At that moment we'll have to make sure we got our seatbelt on, reduce the speed, keep an eye on what is ahead of you, and pay attention to the sign of the road. And that's exactly our life. That when a mu'min is faced with a calamity, then he has some guidelines to follow, he has some signs that he has to obey. That is exactly what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying in the hadith that ajaban li amri al-mu'min. How strange are the affairs of a believer. Inna amrahu kullahu lahu khair. Every single matter of his is just better for him. If it is something of good, he makes shukr to Allah, then he is rewarded. If there is some adversity and difficulty he is faced, he exercises patience, he encounters it with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he practices sabr, he gets reward for that also. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. This is only for a true believer. How strange and how difficult it is to swallow and to understand that a Muslim cannot contain himself in a certain situation because of which he takes drastic measures. This is not behoving of a believer that you cannot manage a situation, you can't control or you cannot accept a decision because of which you take your life, Allah forgive. Allah protect each one of us. How is it possible that a man cannot meet the deadline for his debt? For his debt, meaning he's got a loan, he has to pay it, he can't manage. He can't manage the debt, so he resolves to debt. Allah protect us. A person can't manage with the marital problems, because of which drastic measures. Sometimes the children's lives are gone. Sometimes he leaves the country. Sometimes he is gone. He can't accept that his son failed, because of which he is suffering in the business. This is not how a believer should encounter difficulties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put difficulties on us. Why? They say, in English it said, that difficulties are only to better us, not bitter us. We need to become better people, not bitter people with difficulties. And that is why in English also they say, that the strength of a tea bag is only realized when it's put into hot water. So each one of us are like tea bags. Our strength and our sweetness will only be realized when we are in difficulties. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us into difficulties to prove to the world the worth of this person. That I was telling you he is such a pious person. I told you this is what he is worth in my eyes. Let me prove it to you. So that is why sometimes we go through difficulties. So this is that quality that we need to imbue within ourselves of ar-radha bil-qada. This was the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَسْأَلُكَ الرَّضَى بَعْدَ الْقَضَى. O Allah, I ask of you happiness with every decision of yours. Every single decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to be happy with it. We may not understand, but definitely there is wisdom behind every single decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether we like it or not, 100% yaqeenan, there is wisdom. We may not see it. Once there was a person who was traveling on a ship. When he was traveling on the ship, there was a shipwreck. So he landed up on some island. He managed to gather with himself just a few means, some food, some drink, little bit for survival of the day. So he had just that little bit, he held on onto some plank, and he reached some island. And the moment he comes to this island, then he says, you know what, my stocks are very little. Let's see what's produced on this island. On this island, maybe there's some fruit, vegetation, there is some sweet water spring, there may be something, let me just go and look. So he keeps his belongings on one corner of the island, and he goes in search of more means of survival. As he is going around, then he can see that there is smoke. He looks around and he sees what can be burning. So he runs in the direction of the smoke only to find that the little he had for his survival is also burning. Now he's really parashan. He's thinking, what's left of me? The very little I had to survive, that is also burning. Oh Allah, you protect me. Oh Allah, you save me. And as he is in dua to Allah, he's making dua, he cannot understand why this happened to him. And he is crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then and there, a ship goes past, and they stop at the island, they call for him, they scream, they get his attention, he comes onto the ship, and he's amazed. The ship is come to save me. So he asks the sailor, hey, what happened? You came to this island, I mean, generally people don't take this route. It was a shipwreck, I ended up over here. How did you know that I was here and waiting for help? So he says, the only signal was that smoke. So smoke means there's danger, I came to help you. So he thought that his means of survival, his bag is burned, that's the end of his life. But Allah wanted to protect him. Allah wanted to give him help, so he burnt it. Sometimes a person loses his car, only to realize Allah wants to give you a brand new one. Sometimes there is marital problems, only to realize in time later on after many years, Allah had something better in store for me. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there are difficulties we will face. But most definitely the wisdom of Allah will only be understood and realized many years, many months at times, after whatever has developed. So we need to understand from beforehand, in every difficulty is the hidden hand of Allah. There is some wisdom in it. There is some khair in it. We may not understand it, but definitely there is khair. There is so many incidents from Quran, from Hadith, which illustrate this point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept khair in every decision, whether we see it immediately or not, there is khair in it. One simple one, Allah subhanahu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gathered the Sahaba radiallahu anhum after having a dream. It's a lengthy incident regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the 6th year of Hijri. He tells Sahaba radiallahu anhum, I had the dream. We went to Makkah Mukarramah, we performed Hajj, we performed Umrah, we shaved our head, we shaved our head and we were coming back. So we performed the Umrah. So he gathered the Sahaba, approximately 1,400 Sahaba got ready and they were going. On the way to Makkah Mukarramah. Makkah Mukarramah was not yet conquered. 6th year of Hijri. 1,400 Sahaba, 1,400. And they come to a place, eventually there's a lengthy incident, they stop and they halt at Hudaybiyah. And the Treaty of Hudaybiyah takes place. The Muslims, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba were not allowed to enter Makkah Mukarramah. The Meccans, the Kuffar, the Quraysh, they did not accept. They said, never, no way, we are not going to allow you to come. If it comes, we will fight. But eventually there was a truce treaty. There was a pact that was entered into, peace treaty. So one of the conditions is that, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you and Sahaba, you need to return. This year there is no Umrah. You come back next year only for 3 days. Another condition is, if any Muslim has to come towards the Kuffar, if any Muslim wants to renegade or he wants to turn back to the Kuffar, we will keep him. And if any Kafir wants to become a Muslim, you return him. Very difficult, they could not understand. And there was no war for 10 years. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was very difficult for them to digest and to understand that we got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're very desirous, we need to perform this Umrah, and we are all ready for this, no matter what it takes, we need to enter. Nabi sallam says, no, peace treaty, let's enter into it. And they entered into the peace treaty, they had to come out of the ihram by slaughtering the animals, etc. It was a lengthy incident. And as they were returning back to Makkah, to Medina Munawwara, now remember, all the conditions of that treaty were against the Muslims. Outwardly against. Because you can't enter Makkah this year. Next year only 3 days. And if a Muslim goes to the Kuffar, they keep him. The Kafir comes to the Muslim to become a Muslim, he is not kept, he needs to be returned. So all the conditions were against the Muslims. That even on the peace treaty, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, write me Muhammad Rasulullah, immediately Suhail, he says, hold on, we don't even accept you to be the Rasul of Allah. That's the first place why we are arguing. That's why we're not allowing you to get in. If there was no argument on that, we would have allowed you. You're not the Rasul of Allah. Eventually they were asked to erase it. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mim Muhammad Abdullah, the son of Min Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Muhammad the son of Abdullah. Don't write Rasulullah. So everything was against the Muslims. Returning to Medina Munawwara, Allah revealed the ayat, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina. That ya Rasulullah, O Muslims, we have given you an open victory. Sahaba could not understand, O Allah, what is this victory? We can't enter Makkah to perform Umrah, what is this victory? Eventually, this Fath Makkah, this Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, was the forerunner to the conquest and to the victory and Fath Makkah, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. This was the forerunner to it. Because of the Kuffar breaking this treaty, the 10 year, this peace treaty, that's what led Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba to drive and to move towards Makkah Mukarramah and to conquer Makkah Mukarramah. Because they went against one of the agreements of it. So eventually Sahaba radiallahu anhum at Fath Makkah, Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu, he says that you consider victory and conquer to be the conquest of Makkah. No, our victory was the victory of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. That the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, accept every condition against your will and desire. Accept the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Umrah this year, go back to Medina Munawwara. Subdue your desires. You came with that one intention, but no. Nabi Sam is saying, no, there's no Umrah. Never mind, no Umrah, let's go back. So that was the forerunner to the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. Like this, many incidents in Quran and Hadith. But the message is that in every command of Allah, there is wisdom, there is khair in it, we need to understand it. That is why a good reading will be the incident that took place between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khadir or Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, which is mentioned in the last quarter, the last two pages of the 15 juz in Suratul Kahf. Very good reading. That what was the end result of these three incidents? That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was a lengthy incident, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had claimed that I am the most knowledgeable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, hold on, without my permission, without my consultation, there is someone that has more knowledge than you. Eventually he asked Allah, what is the sign to meet that servant who has more knowledge than me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a fish, that's going to be your patkos, and you walk onto the coastal route you take. When that fish miraculously swims and finds its way into the sea, against the flow of water, that's the spot you'll find my servant who has more knowledge than you. Eventually they met Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a lengthy incident. He comes back, he meets Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. And three incidents took place. And eventually there was khair in it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, because he had the knowledge of Shariat, he did not see the hidden wisdom. Now this is the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah had blessed him, which was ilmu taqween. That he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, used to disclose to him the hidden secrets of the world. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had ilmu shari'ah, which are the do's and the don'ts. That you need to do this, you need to abstain from this. This is what you should do, this is what you should not do. That's the knowledge of shari'at. And the knowledge of the hidden wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was inspired and that was given and revealed to Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. They are three incidents, very good reading. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Today we should try and go back home, open up some authentic literature, tafsir, and read it. And if not, meet some alim and see the hidden message and the lessons in this incident that took place between Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam. So like this, there are many incidents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept khair in every single decision of His. Whether we understand it or we don't understand it, there is khair in it. And this is the message of the ayat of the Quran also. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. When Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have decided anything, you have no choice now. That was the decision of Allah. There is khair in it. You may only perceive and understand the khair later on in life. But from before, we need to surrender to the command of Allah. Accept the decision of Allah. And most definitely, there is khair for us. Sometimes a person's business, entire business, his empire is burning. His business is burning. But only to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had something better for him in store. So many people, person says, I met up in an accident. Mawlana, make dua, the car is gone. Few months later, Mawlana, make dua, the new car is coming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes you go through an accident because Allah wanted to give you something better. So you had to trade it in. So that's the way Allah traded it in for you. You met up in an accident, you got something better after that. Once there was a king, and this king, he had a madzub who was one of his very close satis or friends in the kingdom. So this madzub who was a Allah wala, we say, everything for him was alhamdulillah. Every single thing, alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. Anything that took place, he said alhamdulillah. Anything that happened. So even he used to come in front of the king, so anything that used to happen in the court, then after whatever happens, you'll see alhamdulillah. So one day the king told him, you know what, let's go on journey, I want you to accompany me. He says, no problem, alhamdulillah, let's go on this journey. So as they were going on this journey, the king wanted to have a fruit. So he took the fruit and he took the knife. While cutting the fruit, by mistake, he cut his finger. This madzub and Allah wala said, alhamdulillah. The king got very angry. He says, bhai, what's wrong with you now? I don't think so, you Allah wala. My finger is lost, you say in alhamdulillah. Right, he called some of his soldiers, take him back to the castle, put him in jail, imprison him. He said, alhamdulillah. Now something is definitely wrong. You 5 bob short. You're going to jail and you're saying alhamdulillah. He says alhamdulillah, he was going to jail. So they carry on this journey and they come across some cannibals. You know, men eating creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannibals. So they surround this entourage and this group of the king and his courtiers and all his men and soldiers. They surround them and they take them hostage. And now cannibals, one principle of this is that they will only eat that human being which is complete in every limb of his. If one finger is cut, or he doesn't have one eye, or there's something deficient in him, they will not eat him up. So they went through the entire army, everyone was complete besides the king. So they left the king alone to come back to his castle, and everyone else, they killed them and they ate them. So the king came back to the castle, and he went and he says, you know what, I got saved just. So he goes back to this Madzub and this Allahwala, this pious servant of Allah, and he goes to him, he says, you know what, this is what happened. We met up with these cannibals, they eat everyone in the army besides me. So he says, Alhamdulillah. See, why everything Alhamdulillah? So he says, you know, when I told you, when your finger got cut, I said Alhamdulillah. Why I said Alhamdulillah? You never understood it until the cannibals never ate you. When you sent me to jail, I said Alhamdulillah. You never understood it, because if I was there, I had no finger loss. If I was there, they would have eaten me up. So shukr Alhamdulillah, you sent me back to jail. Otherwise, they would have eaten me also. So in every doing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether we understand it or not, there is wisdom in it. We need to understand. And this is the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَسْأَلُكَ الرَّضَىٰ بَعْدَ الْقَضَىٰ. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for happiness in every of the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us this ability, that we have complete yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We accept every decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very important is that we rectify our beliefs. This is very important. This forms part of our iman and our tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be happy with every decision of Allah. Radha bil qada. It's a very important component of our of iman, that we be happy with every decision of Allah. And especially now in this month of Safar, we should be very careful. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, la adwa wa la tiyarata wa la safar. That there is no such thing in Islam as bad luck. It's against your belief system to believe that. It's not allowed as Muslims to believe any bad luck in Safar. Na'udhu billah. Allah protect us. And some people, especially today, what's the date? Who doesn't know? The 13th of, and it's a Friday. Allah protect us. There's no harm in this. There's no bad luck. There's no bad luck in Shariat. There's no scope for such belief at all. And that is why one person will say, Mulana, if you looking for a hall, book it in Safar. Because no one gets their daughters married. Because they worried about the bad luck. Na'udhu billah, we need to cleanse ourselves of even having such a notion. This is incorrect. We need to rectify our beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in every aspect of deen. That there is no such thing as bad luck in Shariat. Not at all. And some people open up certain columns of the magazines and the newspapers and horoscopes. Sometimes you feel, you know what, I don't believe in it, but let's see what they got to see about me. And then when you decide to see, that's when you're getting caught up in it. You just read it. And one thing may just affect you. Maybe you're having marital problems. Maybe you're having problems in your home. Or maybe in your business. And that's exactly what's written there. Hey, but you know what? This is right. That's exactly what's happening to me. So that what will develop in you the belief of this being correct, Allah protect us. So we should be very careful. There's no such thing in Islam as bad luck. Or there's any evil in the month of Safar. There's no evil in any of the months of the calendar, Islamic calendar. These are all months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Islamic calendar. So there's no bad luck, there's no evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to correct every part of our iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties of the entire ummah around the world, wherever people are suffering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct our iman. Allah give us the love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to become complete believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we love this deen, that we love every single aspect of this deen, and we practice accordingly. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.